FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm chatting to Marais Kirsten Ace, known for his role at Mercer, but now also at New Terra. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
It's very exciting to see how you've taken what's been so successful at Mercer, and I'm going to say deformalized, so you are having the same standard of beautiful food, but it's just so relaxed and happy at Terra down the road.
I think it's for both for Chef Matt and myself and the team, a space where we can even be more relaxed and more creative. And I think there's every space where we all can, Mercer's beautiful and serious. And there we can have a bit more fun and a bit more relaxed, as you mentioned.
So for those who don't know about Mercer, do you want to give us a little intro there?
I can do that. Yes. So Mercer is located in a beautiful Stellenbosch, where both myself and Chef Matt grew up in, and it's a hometown. So we did our stints around the world and around the country and decided to bring bits and pieces of that back to where home is. I think for both of us, it's giving a world-class experience in our hometown. So Chef Matt's menu focuses on a lot of quite some beautiful elements from the area, our family farmers in Klapmuts. And he takes the wheat, he takes the stone fruit, watermelons, you can name it, from the farm and transform it in this beautiful art, food and art that we produce here in the middle of Stellenbosch.
I do love that the restaurant is named after your grandmother, who said, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing well. So I'm sure she would be very proud knowing that every day you're living up to that mantra.
Thank you. Yeah, we said to each other, we're never going to do grandma's food, but the mantra is the only thing that stuck really with us. And even with Terra being number two, or the smaller brother now, or sister, we decided to keep a little bit of that mantra going with Terra as well.
Well, the food at Terra was absolutely delightful. I have to say, I'm still dreaming of prawn toast and my pani puri, and never mind that fantastic decadent chocolate dessert. So tell me, what are the crowd pleasers after being open just for a week or two? What's pulling them back?
Definitely the prawn toast. It very quickly became a favorite. I think we've sold in the 3 weeks like 500 portions of that. People
wow.
are like, they'll literally cancel their main course order and be like, bring me just three of that. But it's quite rich, as you can recall, and it's,
yes.
but it's so tasty. So that's definitely something. And then some other crowd pieces is a beautiful tuna crudo that we do with some pineapple and jalapeno. And then when you're almost done and there's a little bit of sauce left in the plate, we come around and we top it off with some tequila. And then you drink that mixture of this olive oil and pineapple and jalapeno and tequila out of the bowl, which is actually quite cool.
Oh, I'm coming back. Yes. Sounds absolutely great. And take me straight to the desserts, because there were two. And of course, the one with chocolate was the first to call me.
Yes. I'm not a chocolate fan. I always opt out for the other one, which is our sticky rice pudding with some pineapple and passion fruits and mango, which is quite nice and fresh. And I think normally what happens, and that there's actually a reason why we only have two desserts, is by the time you get to dessert stage, everyone is so full and have eaten so much toast that they're like, oh my word, we don't know what we're going to do, and then end up sharing it. So I think that's the reason why there's only two. So I normally go for the sticky rice, but you said you enjoyed the chocolate one with the olive oil and sea salt, right?
Yes. And I love the fact that it had such varying textures, you know, the soft, moussey lightness on top and then that crunchy hazelnut and chocolate. Oh, it was absolutely decadent.
We use some beautiful dark chocolate, so oversweet. And I think the salt Chef Jared uses on it just breaks it as well. So it's not that overbearing sweetness when you walk away.
No. Beautifully done. So congratulations on the opening of your new restaurant. And I think Dorp Street is going to love having you there. I can see everyone spending some leisure time eating well and being with you. So thank you for telling us a little bit about it.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
That was Marais Kirsten Ace of Mercer and Terra in Stellenbosch. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.